So hi, welcome Virginia, and can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Virginia Morrison. I'm a rising junior at Elon, and I'm from Durham, North Carolina.
Perfect. And what do you study at Elon?
Right now, I'm an art history major with minors in art and creative writing.
Okay, so what inspired you to get a degree in art history?
I honestly just took a class my first semester at Elon because I knew I liked art and I liked to write and I knew that it was one of my strengths as a student. And I took a class with Dr. Evan Gaddy and she was amazing. And I was like, this is kind of awesome. So I just kind of stuck with it and I'm really happy with the major.
Yeah, do you have like any plans to use that degree in the future once you graduate?
Some avenues I might go down is maybe like going to get a master's in museum studies or art education, so I could try to work in museums or with other students in the art field. But right now I'm not sure about grad school and what I'm going to do next.
Yeah,
So.
that's fine. I mean, I didn't really know what I wanted to do until like about a year ago. So, and honestly, like my aunt, she has a criminal justice degree, and then now she's a sales representative for a trucking company. So you never know where the path might lead you, you know? So what are some hobbies and interests that you like to participate in?
Oh my gosh, this is so funny because I'm at home, right? It's the summertime, so I have all this free time, and it's like, well, what am I doing? I've been painting a lot. I really like watercoloring and acrylic paints. I also like to write and bake, and I don't know, just anything arts and craftsy. I like to express myself that way, I guess. So that's.
Yeah, so what do you like to bake? Because I'm terrible at baking, cooking. I burn everything.
I live with my brothers and my parents, and so I'm just constantly baking, like, brownies, cookies, like cakes, just getting everything out that I can. But cookies are probably my favorite.
No. The cooking, that type of stuff is not for me. So, but I think that's great. And what do you like to paint?
Painting, it kind of depends on what like a phase that I'm in. Like I used to do a lot of flowers and floral stuff, but right now I'm just doing like a bunch of like geometric shape designs, like some abstracts.
Nice.
It's just like super like calming and mindful for me. So it like relieves all my stress. It's very nice.
Yeah, and then so finally, what do you love most about Elon?
Elon, probably the people I've met and like the experiences I've gotten through my classes and the like different clubs and organizations that I'm a part of. Just like making those memories and meeting those people is really great.
So what clubs and organizations are you part of?
Not too many, but I really like yoga club, book club.
Oh,
I played Ultimate
yeah.
Frisbee for a minute.
I didn't even know that Elon has a yoga club. That's so cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Low
Yeah, I
key.
can't. Oh, yes, I can't. I am not very flexible, but I still do love yoga and it really clears my mind. Since you already kind of mentioned that you're a very creative person, and we're here today to talk about the Maker Hub. So, can you give us like your definition of what the Maker Hub is?
Yeah, so it's a place on campus, two locations, but I'm gonna reference it like it's one place where students can go and have resources and access to different types of materials and ideas. And so they can like work on a project for class or just like work on problem solving, generate anything that they want, using any type of technology or like just anything that they can imagine. The Maker Hub tries to make it possible for them to put it to physical, like a physical form.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. When I heard about this, I was like, what is that? You know, I had no idea what that was. I never even heard about something like that on a college campus. You know, I'm from Florida, and so literally University of South Florida is maybe 10 minutes away from my house, and I don't think they have a Maker Hub. I never heard anything like that. So I think that was really cool. And I'm more of a creative person myself too, so I would love for any college campus to have something like that. And so, how did you discover the Maker Hub? Like, what was the reason that you walked through those doors?
Yeah, so I knew about maker hubs and maker spaces as early as when I started like touring colleges because I definitely was really into the arts. I thought about doing an art major and I was like looking at all these schools and some of them had like small spaces for crafts and whatever. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then I heard about Elon's maker hub and I got excited about it because I knew it was going to be good, right? But I
Yeah.
didn't know my first semester, it was kind of COVID time. So actually they weren't open. So that kind of put the Maker Hub on hold. But then I took an art class, and one of our assignments part of the requirement was that we had to get trained on different types of on the laser engravers to make this project out of cardboard. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So I did the online training, and then I walked into the downtown Maker Hub for an orientation, which is when a consultant leads the class and an activity and tells them about the space. Anyways, I walked in and I was like, what the heck? This is so cool. Why have I not come here all the time? There's so much stuff there. It's like you can just make anything. And I just love that about it. So I went to the downtown hub first, and then I went over to Colonnades, and it's equally cool.
Yeah. I mean, I actually went there 2 days ago, and I was like, whoa, I'm gonna be honest with you. I had no idea what a laser engraver was until I walked into those doors. And, yeah. As I was interviewing other people, a lot of them were in the same boat as you were, you know, they had a project that they had to go to the Maker Hub and, you know, complete it. Other people kind of just heard about it. And so kind of went. And, you know, other people learned it from, you know, a class called, I guess it's called Elon 101. So mm-hmm. I think it's just super interesting. And so how many times did you go to Maker Hub until, because you mentioned to me when we were kind of, conversing over text messages, you're fully trained and you're going to work there in the upcoming year, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. What was your question?
I was going to say, so how many times did you revisit the Maker Hub until you're like, hey, I think I want to do this, you know, as a little part-time job?
Yeah, yeah. So I started going maybe 3 times a week, four times.
Yeah.
Maybe not 4 times, probably 3 times. And I knew some of the people who worked there. And so that kind of helped. And I was taking art classes. So it's I kept going to Maker Hub, and I started to kind of get to know some of the people and some of the faces there. I really got to know the space. That was in fall of last semester, so whatever year that was, 2021. And then over winter term, I went abroad with one of my friends, Cole, who works at the Maker Hub. And I was like, Cole, is the Maker Hub hiring? I would totally work there. It sounds like a great job. And he's like, yeah, it totally is. You get paid to make stuff and help other people make stuff. And I was like, are you kidding? Yeah. I make stuff all the time. Why not get paid for it? Right?
Exactly. Do something you love. And quick question. This is a little side note. Where did you go study abroad?
I went to Italy for J-term. It was
nice.
Awesome.
Did you like it?
Yes. I would go back. It was awesome. It was my first time I traveled since COVID times. We all had to wear masks and everything. In Italy at the time, it was even outdoors, everyone was mandated masks, so that was kind of a lot, but it was amazing.
That's great. And then my next question is so you said you went 3 times, which I think is amazing, and wow, you really love that place then, because to go there 3 times a week, that's yeah. And so what were some challenges that you faced initially when you started, you know, participating in the Maker Hub
as a visitor? User. They call them users. Some people go to the Maker Hub. I was like, okay, so I go into the space, and the hard part is that I don't really know how to, I didn't know how to use that many of the stuff, right? I was like, oh my gosh, 3D printers. That's so hard. I can't do that. And then it would be like, I don't know how to use a laser engraver, and I'm too nervous to ask questions, or I don't really know if this is allowed, or I was just scared of making mistakes, right? A little hesitant. And that's what made me want to get the job even more, because I had to be trained on everything. So the first hesitation, and I didn't want to fail, which is the whole point of the Maker Hub, is to help students get through that. So I definitely felt that when I first started going to the Maker Hub. I definitely just stuck to the corner, working on my drawings or my beads or whatever. But I've advanced now.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you're soon going to teach people what you didn't know at first. And so how did you overcome those challenges? Was the staff kind? Were they understanding?
Yeah, they totally were. It was always you walk in and they're like, hey, what project are you going to be working on today? Or is there anything I can help you with? And most of the time I would say I would tell them what I was going to be working on, and they'd be like, oh, cool. Let me know if you need anything. So I definitely felt like the students that were there were good resources to have. It was a little bit of my introvertedness that kept me from being hey, can you teach me how to use the saw today? Or steps to be able to be more proficient in different skills in the Maker Hub. But I definitely talked to many of the consultants, and that was part of what made me want to be a consultant myself.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, I was there and I was already inspired, and how amazing how you as a person found kind of like that safe haven. And kind of leads to my next question is, did you go to the Maker Hub to kind of like de-stress from the outside world and school? Like, did you feel by the end of whatever project you got done, like your mental health improved?
I mean, absolutely. Like, I at first I was only going downtown, right? And so I'd have to walk there and I would just like have my AirPods in and I'd be listening to music. And it's just like, if you've never been, well, you said you've been, but to anyone who hasn't been, it's like upstairs in this building and it's got a ton of windows in downtown. And so you can just kind of sit and with all the natural light and just kind of work on a project in your own little zone, totally separate from anything school related. And it's a really awesome way to kind of decompress. And I really appreciate that about it.
Yeah. I talked to Dan Reese, who is the, I found out he's actually the co-founder of the Maker Hub here at Elon, and also just like the overall like supervisor. And he said like, yeah, like there are some students who do find it as like a safe haven. And I'm like, I'm about to find it a safe haven, because it was, I'm telling you, I'm in shock still, as you can tell. Like I loved it so much. And so my next question is, and you kind of like touched on this a little bit, but do you like recommend the Maker Hub to your friends? Do you tell people, like, even not even your friends, but anyone, like, hey, you should check this out?
Yeah. I made a few announcements in some of my classes last semester, like telling them about events in the Maker Hub and telling people, I definitely tell people that I'm excited about working there, and that I have a couple of other friends that I've made through my art classes that are also interested in crafts. And it's like, hey, have you like ever been to the Maker Hub? Because a lot of people don't realize how useful it is and what great resources it has. Like, everything's free. Like,
yeah,
you can make anything. And it's like, some people don't really realize that. And once I was more trained and I started doing some of my like hours as a training, I was like, hey, you should come visit me in the Maker Hub. Like, come see what's up and like get to know the space. And I think that the more I can like find people to come, the more people will get to know about the Maker Hub and what it is. But obviously I'm like new to the Maker Hub and it's been around for a while. So like, what am I going to do? But I think the more that we like spread awareness, the more people will be interested in like using the resources.
Yeah, this is something that they need. And when I heard that it was for free, I went, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, it's for free? It's for free? I thought that was amazing. And this, like, first of all, there's two things about this. Is number one, I don't know about you, my sister, you know, was in college and she was broke all the time. You know, you guys, I'm assuming, but like still a lot of kids do full time in college, you know, and that means you don't have time for a job, you know, and it's very hard to find a flexible job. So to enter a safe space where it's for free, everything, you can channel your inner artistry, you know, and for free, I was like, yeah, sign me up. And then also how the job also pays, you know. I thought, like, at first I thought like you guys are just going to be volunteering, but then when I talked to Mr. Dan Reese about it, he was like, no, like this, you know, we pay them. And I thought that was incredible, because you're helping out these broke college students and they're getting that, you know, experience that they can put on their college resume. And I mean, they're having fun. And he was telling me how the hours are actually very flexible as well. And that's exactly what college students need, because you know, even though you need that, like if you want that work life, you also have that academic life and social life. So I thought it was a sweet gig. You know, the first time I reached out to you, because, you know, I thought you're just a student who just goes there regularly. And then you said, hey, I'm actually going to work there. And I was like, whoa, this actually sounds really cool, because this place inspired you now to devote your time to, you know, this, that place, and that you're now going to get paid for. And I was like, this is really interesting. I want to know why, because let me tell you something. I go to school every day, but I don't want to work at my school, you know? So my first question is, what inspired you to become a trainer?
Yeah, definitely. My friend Cole, who works in the Maker Hub, who I hung out with a lot, I was like, it seems like kind of cool to work at the Maker Hub. Do you just get to work on, can you work on like projects and like use stuff? And he's like, yeah, you can do like whatever you want. Like during your shift, you just have to kind of help people and be a good resource and be really like friendly and open and helping people. And I was like, those are literally all my favorite things. And at the time, I had a different job on campus that I kind of wasn't really vibing with. And I was like, it didn't have as flexible hours. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll apply to be a consultant for the Maker Hub because I really like to make things and I'd like to be really good at these types of things and do a job that kind of aligns with my interests. It would look good on my resume. So really everything was kind of aligning. And I have a really bad habit of just like, I don't like go through jobs quickly, but I do like, if I find a place I want to work, like I will like try to make it happen, you know? Like,
yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm going to apply and I'll go to the interview. And I was really nervous for the interview, but it went well. And yeah. And here I am.
Yeah. I mean, from the immediately when I started talking to you, you said, I am a creative person, you know, I paint. And so I kind of connected the dots where I was just like, okay, like this girl, you're going to love this job. You know, I already know this for you. Okay. Like I'm your fortune teller today. And I'm telling you that I feel like you're honestly going to enjoy that. And that makes sense. Like when you're in a job that you don't enjoy, like you're not going to vibe with it. You know, you're not going to like it. And you're going to be like, I want to go home kind of vibe. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, it's the most logical decision and it makes sense. Yeah. So the next question is, I'm kind of curious, what is the training like procedure to work there and what do they make you do?
Yeah. So when I started my training, I was like so nervous because when we first started having meetings as like a whole staff, a lot of the people who work there are like engineering majors or like innovation scholars, or they're majoring in entrepreneurship. And I was like, oh my gosh, these people are all really skilled at like computer programming and like all these technologies. Like I was like, I don't know how to use like a computer to like 3D print something. And like, I was like super scared and nervous. And so we started training and we had this like 4-hour session on a weekend with all the new hires. And it was like, okay, here's some of the basics and here's everything you need to know about like how the Maker Hub works and like what it's all about. And then after we had that was where we learned how to like use the vinyl cutter and make stickers and like how to like, what is it called? Solder, like use electronics to like make a light bulb thing. Obviously I still need to learn more about electronics. We kind of got to know the leadership staff for the Maker Hub. And then after that, we had to do 20 hours by the end of the semester of shadowing, which is when you go to the Maker Hub and you, whoever's working there, to kind of like see what they're doing, get to know the space. And then we had what's called proficiencies also. It was kind of a lot at first. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do 20 hours and like complete all of these mini projects? We had to like, for each tool and like technology, we had to complete one project as proof that we knew how to use it. So like we had to 3D print something and like laser engrave a little bookmark and like sew something. And then after we would do all of that, we would be assigned a tool team, which would be where we would be primarily working with and what location we would be working at. So there was a couple steps and it took about the good amount of the semester. Like I got hired in the beginning of the semester, and then after spring break, I had to do all of my shadowing hours.
Yeah, so did you find that, you know, I find it more like when I'm shadowing, like this whole experience I'm doing right now, you know, where I'm kind of like learning really how to be a journalist, you know, it's way more crazy and like I'm learning so much more than I ever would have had in the classroom. So did you kind of in a way where it's like, you know, difference between knowing all the bookwork you needed to know compared to actually shadowing the person?
Yeah, it was a really interesting way of learning to be able to just ask whoever I was shadowing, just like being able to learn from their experiences and what they knew, what they specialized in. It was kind of just like if I had a question, I would just ask, which sometimes in the classroom is like people say it's encouraged to like ask questions, but it's not always like the priority way of learning, you know? But in this context, I was just like, okay, I literally need to ask questions or else I'm not going to be good at my job. I need to advocate for myself. And if I don't understand something, then I'm going to ask how to do it again. And then I'm going to like, I learn best when I watch someone else do it and then I do it myself. And even if I was scared to do it myself, you know, it's kind of like, okay, you have to actually like try, because even if you fail, it's like you have to do it. So questions while shadowing was helpful, but Moodle is the like Elon's website for like grades and stuff, and they have a Moodle page for the Maker Hub that anyone can access, and it has like a ton of trainings on it, like videos and stuff that users have to watch in order to be certified to use something. And so that was kind of a helpful like textbook version with videos of like how to use things, so I could kind of have both options.
That's cool. I mean, it sounds like they honestly prepared you really like well, very, and you know, and I think that's good, because if I, you know, if I'm like some first comer, you know, and walking in, I'm like, hey, how do I use this machine? You're like, I don't know either. You know, it's kind of like, and I also really like the way you answered it, in the sense, like, I don't know if it's like say this, but you really know who you are as a worker. You know, you're like, I need to make sure I get this done. You know, I understand it, I comprehend it, because I'm supposed to be the expert in this. And, you know, if someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, how do I do this? You need to know the answer. And, you know, there are people out there who are like, you know what, whatever, this is not important. I don't care. I'm going to get paid. But it sounds like you really want to make this count. You really are passionate about that. And I love it. You know, I love to see that kind of determination and drive, you know? So I just like that answer. It was very like, I know who I am, you know? And so anyways, but so you kind of touched on this a little bit, but you know, the training, did it feel overwhelming?
It was at first, because I was already so busy during the semester, because I had all my classes and then I have this other job, and I was like, okay, when am I going to find time to go to the Maker Hub? Because I've kind of felt like 20 hours is a lot, even though I was like, people work like 40-hour weeks or like 30-hour weeks. I can totally do this. So I was a little bit scared, but I lived in Colonnades last year, one of the neighborhoods at Elon, and there's a Maker Hub in Colonnades, so I could literally walk like 5 minutes away. And so I like made friends with some of the consultants, and I would just go in the evening and just like shadow, and I would get really comfortable with the space. And so I was like, okay, this is a lot.
Yeah, I think that's really convenient, you know, like it's just literally like a 5 minute walk or something like that. And so it's kind of, you know, compared to like an hour, it'd be like, okay, you know, I have to wake up earlier, and it's like, eh, it's just, anyways, it's a whole thing. And then what's something cool that you learned during training?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked. So I have sewn before. I like to sew. My grandma taught me how to sew when I was little, but once I got into the Maker Hub, I was like, okay, so there's sewing machines and there's fabric, like what's it gonna take for me to learn how to like sew something? So all I did was I like finally like took the time to watch a YouTube video and learn how to use the machines, and I started making like little tote bags. And I made like so many bags. I made Mother's Day gifts. I made gifts for my friends. I was just like spending all my time sewing these bags because I just got so excited. I learned how to sew zippers also. So I would like start making these little pouches and things. And I was like, this is so cool, so free. And that was definitely the thing that I enjoyed making the most.
Yeah, I am huge on fashion. Like, I wish I learned how to sew. And I actually, it's kind of a funny story, but my school has a fashion class, so I thought I was going to learn how to sew. I show up, and it's, like, actually a fashion business class, and I was like,
wow.
So, yeah, 1 year of learning about, like, the I don't even remember. It was, like, the horizontal, vertical, like, I don't even remember, but I was so disappointed. So, that's something that when I heard that the Maker Hub teaches people how to sew, I was like, oh, that's really cool, you know, because I think it's more, like, there are people who want to start hobbies, you know, like I was talking to this one guy and he's like, yeah, I want to get into like the LED light stuff, and the Maker Hub's going to help me like accomplish that goal. And like this, you know, this guy is like, you know, in college, he probably doesn't have like the materials or whatever. I don't know, but you know, it's just way easier because everything's for free. Like me, like I am literally a high schooler. I don't have a job, you know, like I don't want to pay for like a 50, 40, I don't know how many dollar class when I can learn it here for free. You know, I thought that was just great. And so my next question is, okay, so now you are having a job and you kind of already know what it's like to have a job at the same time, you know, being a student at Elon. Do you think that this job will add stress to your already kind of like busy life or student life?
No, mostly because I feel like the hours are really flexible. And it kind of overlaps with social life, you know? Some jobs are, like, aren't like that. Like, I have this office job, and I'm the only student worker in there at a time, you know? So it's, like, I don't get to interact with other students. But for Hub, I've met so many people from different grade levels and from different majors. And so it's really fun to, like, go to staff meetings and, like, see everyone and, like, see people around campus. So that's been really great. So hopefully the scheduling works out with my course load this year, and I get to have a pretty even balance of work and school.
So I think it will. And I loved how you said, like, you're going to build those connections. And, you know, college is a time where you are going to build a lot of, like, hopefully long friendships. And one of that ways can be through, you know, at the Maker Hub, especially since all these people have that same, like, artistic passion as you do, you know, so you guys have that kind of common ground. And so my next question is, do you feel like you're going to be, you know, working at the Maker Hub, that you're in a teaching role? Do you feel like you're going to be able to impact others in a positive way?
Well, I sure hope so. Like, my worst fear is someone's going to be like, hey, like, can you help me with this? And I'm going to be like, I think so. Let me try. And I'm going to just try to problem solve with them. But I mean, yeah, I'm going to try to help coordinate events and help teach people how to use stuff. And I'm just trying to make stuff and help other people make stuff. So, I mean, if I can do that, then I think that'll be a positive impact.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, things go a long way, as they say. And so, you know, when I this is kind of like our first initial, like, literally I just blanked, but the first time we're basically meeting, you know, and yeah. I loved how open you are. You know, you're like, hey, whatever you need, I'm gonna help you out with it. And so I feel like you're obviously, that's who you are. You're gonna apply that to when you meet people. And I think that's great, because like I said, I do not know how to sew. So if I'm gonna take a sewing class, I want someone who's gonna be understanding, open, like you are, you know, taking me step by step through the process. So I really do think that you are gonna make a difference, because I don't want someone who's going to be like, well, you don't know how to sew, like, ew, you know, you're a loser kind of stuff, you know? So, yeah. And then my next question is, what are you excited for? You know, now you're going to be working there.
Not going to lie, I am excited to get paid to make stuff.
Yeah.
work. I'm also just excited to keep, like, expanding my skills and, like, just getting to mess around with all of the cool stuff while I'm working shifts. And also, I'm probably going to meet people that come into the Maker Hub, like getting to know the people who like to come in, and like, that's definitely going to be a great opportunity. I'm just mostly excited to be like, okay, I'm done with class. Like, now I get to go and chill at the Maker Hub for like my 2-hour shift and yeah. Just have a break. Cause I feel like with my other jobs, it was kind of like nonstop and nothing felt like a break. And so then I'd have to carve out extra time, you know? So now I'm hoping that I get it right. And I'm not saying I'm going to slack off my job. I'm not going to just, like, be chilling. I'm going to be a dedicated consultant. But
exactly.
I am excited for the way it's going to be a different kind of job that is less stressful in the ways that other jobs have
been. More hands-on, too. So I agree. Like, this is going to be definitely more. And you already said in the, you know, the beginning of this, that this is a place that, you know, brings you peace. So, mm-hmm. You know, coming to a place that already brings you peace to help do things you love, like, I'm telling you, this is going to be a sweet gig, and I'm so glad you took that extra step, because let's just be honest, we all love to be paid. We all love to be paid. So it's even better when you get to do something that you really like. And so, I mean, this is my final question, and do you have anything else you want to say?
Wait, that was your final question, or you have one?
That is my final question, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just really grateful for the Maker Hub. And the people I've met, and I'm excited. I've been talking to my family about it so much. It's so funny that you reached out to me, because I keep being like, oh, I'm so excited to work in the Maker Hub this semester. It's going to be so great. Like, I'm just really excited about it. So I've enjoyed talking to you about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to meet me, and also, you know, giving a shout out to the Maker Hub. Like, we kind of talked about this, like, it's not very well known around campus, you know, and it's such a great resource for students. So I think it's you, even though you're not even getting paid yet, you're doing a great, you're like, you know, you're doing great. You're like, hey guys, you need to check this place out. So anyways, thank you so much. Have a nice night, a nice weekend. And well, I'll see you later, hopefully.
Sounds good. Thank you. All right.
Bye.